Wheelbarrows?
Okay.
Wheelbarrows, that's what we call them. But now, most of them I ever been around didn't have but one wheel.
Didn't have but one. Well, the one that I was just thinking about, the one we have at home has three on it, so you can set it down easily. What is the thing you use to sharpen a scythe?
A saw.
A scythe. You know, one of those. Have you ever cut anything with a? It's a. It has a long handle on it and a curved blade on it. Have you ever seen one of those?
Hey.
Is that a sickle? Call a sickle.
Yeah. Ever seen one of those? Anyway, what's the thing that you sharpen knives with? Like if you have a pocket knife.
Well, the silver thing. Sharpen with a file.
Uh-huh.
Sharpen with a grinding rod.
Uh-huh.
Sharpen with a wet rod.
Okay. Ever call it whetstone?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, what's the thing you sharpen an axe with?
File.
Uh-huh.
Grinding rod.
Uh-huh.
Wet rod.
Uh-huh.
They don't use that wet rod very often.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're going to use that wet rod, you done grind it on a grinding rod. Or either you done file it.
Is a grinding rod, is it round and you treadle it kind of and makes it go around? Or is it just something that's...
It's round. It goes round.
Okay. All right.
It's just like a flint rod. But it's made round. Little troll, and you you turn it, then they got elected ones now.
Mm-hmm. What Billy and I came out here in is called a. What we drove out here in is called a.
What y'all do about it? Car?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, see how easy that is?
So many different things to drive out the window. I had that now you could have come on a truck.
Okay.
You could have come on a Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
And you got another one of them little buggies. A man will try to get me to get one and quit with my tractor. I forget what they call it, but you got a Jeep. Sure. And your car.
Mm-hmm.
This other little tricky trying to get me by one. I ride on a tractor.
Mm-hmm.
On a kind of a crew.
How would you like a motorcycle?
I used to have a motorcycle. I broke my wrist, two bones in my wrist riding on a motorcycle. It threw me.
They sure are.
Didn't happen one time.
When you oil something, like when you oil the car, a lot of times you don't say, I'm going to oil the car, I'm going to...
Nah, I oil herself. Oil my wife's self. Well, I say, well, I'm going seeking pay.
Okay. Like, I say, you know when you like you have a piece of equipment that's getting rusty and it needs oiling, but a lot of times you won't say I'm going to oil it, you'll say I'm going to
grease it.
Okay. And if you did it yesterday, you'd say I
done it yesterday, greased it yesterday.
Okay. And if Ellen cooks something and it's got too much grease in it, you say, boy,
that's
this is...
That's off to the dog.
You say, boy, this is...
Too greasy for me.
Okay. What's the stuff you have to put in your car? Not gasoline, but...
Oh.
Okay. And the kind of stuff that, lamps used to be made... used to burn on this stuff instead of oil, it'd be
lamps.
Uh-huh. You'd have a care.
Well, you had to put kerosene in a lamp.
Okay. And did you ever not have any kerosene and have to make a lamp out of a old cloth and a can? What'd you call those?
We always call them a flambeau.
Mm-hmm. Very good.